Hi, this is Jim in another studio that has a terrible microphone that reminds you to listen at the end of the podcast for a podcast bonus. Things we didn't have time to talk about on the show. A possum that ate a chocolate cake and the company that's evil.
From our lavish, wonderful Eurostone studios, it's time for laughter to take a break.
And for the Woody and Jim joke off to take over.
Yes, if you're not familiar, we tell bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
And they're so bad
that
we're full of shame when we do lose, whoever it is.
It's almost like we want to have a sack over our heads while we're doing
yeah.
it.
Right? Yeah. Go sit in the corner.
Yeah.
You laughed at that? Be ashamed of yourself.
But you can laugh as much as you want, although you may not.
Let us begin.
Yes.
Start with the suspenseful music. Woody?
Yes.
I don't trust stairs. Mm. They're always up to something.
Mm.
That's terrible.
Oddly enough, I don't trust trees, Jim.
Really?
They always seem kind of shady.
Sketch. Does this uniform make me look fat? Said the insecurity guard.
Oh, I like that. That's cute. Jim, I found out that Bruce Lee had a vegan brother.
Really?
Brocco Lee.
I like that too. Shout out to my grandma.
Yeah.
It's the only way she can hear.
Cute. Who says, ooh?
I don't know.
A cow with no lips.
I like that a lot. Too much. Woody, my 4-year-old nephew has been learning Spanish all year. And he can't say the word please, which I think is poor for 4.
Oh, it's a international language joke.
Not funny, but it is.
Jim, police caught some pastry perverts outside a bakery last night.
Really?
Apparently they were doing donuts in the parking lot.
Got a smile. My great-great-grandfather tried to warn the crew of the Titanic. As they were setting sail, he yelled, "Don't go! Don't go!" But then somebody threw him out of the Hollywood 27 theaters.
All right, very nice. Okay, Jim wins round one. Despite our better judgment and angry emails from the mayor, we're going to do another round of the Woody and Jim joke-off just after 8 o'clock this morning.
All right.
The new home of Woody and Jim in the morning. Hello on 93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. It's Monday.
Yeah.
It's kind of like stepping on a, Lego with your bare feet.
But it's already better than last week.
Yeah, it's supposed to get up to like 60 today.
Yeah.
Even though it's like pretty chilly right now, it's supposed to warm up like 30 degrees by this afternoon.
I went by a business on Old Hickory Boulevard in Hermitage. And you know how they have the changeable letters on the signs below, like the name of the store?
Yeah.
It just said, enough already. And I related to it so much.
So much, so hard. So how was your weekend?
It was good. Let's see. We went out to dinner met up with our kids and went to a Mexican restaurant in Donaldson we like, Nectar. And then, Saturday night, went out to the movies, saw a movie called Companion, which was very enjoyable.
Okay.
And then yesterday had a hockey game. It was our first game of the playoffs, and we won. But, man, the other team beat us up.
Really? So you won the game, but they beat you physically.
Yes, physically.
Wow.
It was the first time I ever came away from a rec league hockey game feeling like I'd been in a prize fight.
Wow.
Yeah,
So the refs, your team, refs, the Mighty Drunks, moves on in the playoffs.
We move on.
That's nice.
Even though we hurt.
Yeah.
they were committing lots of penalties that weren't called.
No. Maybe they got the Kansas City Chiefs referees out there.
Yeah, right?
We don't see anything.
No, I want that ref.
Yeah,
for
at least
our
calling
team.
It for you, yeah. A 15-yard penalty on the ice.
What was your weekend like?
It was nice. We kind of laid around. We were really tired on Saturday. Then we also have determined that we believe that Sheldon, who is 15 years old, our Maltese, is probably not going to be with us much longer. He's having a difficult time. He's pretty much just a little sack of bones now.
Yeah.
And kind of he can barely hear or
poor
see.
Little guy.
So, yeah, I think his time is about up. Went over to Jeff and Chris's last night. I saw my grandkids, Ollie and Charlie. I had a good time. We had fun, played some games. And I tried the Post Malone Oreos for the first time.
And
they are life-changing.
There's
your life before Post Malone Oreos and after Post Malone Oreos.
We'll have to get into this later in the show.
Yeah.
About how, yes, everything is going to be determined, you know, pre-Post Malone Oreos, PPMO.
Yes. Yeah. And we actually made plans for next Saturday on the 1st of March. They're having an Oreo festival at the Hop Springs Brewery, which is out toward Woodbury on Highway 99 in Murfreesboro.
So these Post Malone Oreos were the gateway drug to your addiction to Oreos. You're going.
There's many worse
now
things you
lifestyle.
Could be addicted to.
That's
right. Nashville Reddit is pretty funny. A lot of people, of course, are giving a lot of sarcasm to all the Cybertruck owners, or any kind of Tesla for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
In Davidson County, somebody posted a picture of a Tesla that had a bumper sticker that said, "I bought this before I found out that Elon Musk was insane." So they get partial credit for that. That's
yeah.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Another new place that is in other parts of the country but has made its debut in Tennessee is Tim Hortons Coffee.
Woo!
And bakery. It is the very first one to open in Tennessee. They're in other parts of the country, came out of Canada. They have a very special blend of coffee I enjoy. They are in Mount Juliet inside a convenience mart, and they are at the Golden Bear Shell at Jackson Hills Market on Golden Bear Gateway.
Very cool.
So if you've been craving Tim Hortons, and I know a lot of people have. When I've traveled, I've brought Tim Hortons coffee back for people who knew I was going to places with it.
Yeah, I bought the K-Cups online.
Yeah.
You know, it's good stuff.
It is good.
Very cool. Anthony Rico, who is one of Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers, has quit, saying he can no longer, under no circumstances, continue to defend Sean Combs. And his past is, back in 2001, he was on Osama bin Laden's defense team. So,
wow.
But Sean Diddy Combs is too much.
Osama bin Laden? Yeah, I can deal with that.
Yeah. But no.
Diddy?
Yeah.
No.
No. So, luckily, he only has 700 lawyers left.
Wow. Okay. He's going to have to cut back on baby oil.
I know.
Pay for the lawyers.
Yeah.
Walmart and Costco are out as the cheapest option to buy groceries. Studies have found that Aldi, my favorite place.
I love Aldi.
Is now the cheapest grocery store option for customers.
Very cool.
I like Aldi. It's not a huge superstore. So what we do is we go to Aldi first.
Right.
We get whatever we can there and then get the rest at another store.
Okay, like Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree.
95.1 in Murfreesboro. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. It's going to be like near 60, maybe in the middle 70s by the middle of the week. So that's encouraging.
Yeah. Yeah. Much better than last week.
Last week was really cold. And of course, on Wednesday, we were still dealing with the cold and the remainder of the snow. And so a lot of people are very worried about getting to the Rick Springfield concert that happened at the Ryman on Wednesday night.
At least about 2,000.
Yeah, and my girlfriend Melissa is a big Rick Springfield fan. And she went and was able to warm up, like many of the people in the audience did, with copious amounts of alcohol.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
It warms you up from the inside. And met a nice lady who claimed that Rick Springfield took her virginity.
Mm-hmm.
Other stories that were like that. And then there was a story about how she named her boobs after us. And a lot of people said, no, you're making that up. You're making that up.
But some unearthed video from a third party who
we have the receipts.
Who was not drinking can actually confirm this?
Yes. And here is the audio from said video.
She has a story to tell you about you and Jim and when she breastfed her kids.
Yeah. So when I was nursing, one of my babies was named Woody and was named Jim.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? I don't know which one, but I just thought you'd like that.
Unclear if I was right or left or whether you were right or left.
I've got one thing to say about that. I just made a face. That's all I can really say. I lack words. There's some definite slurrage going on in the speech.
Yeah, so, you know. We're just gonna accept the fact that that's probably true.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes alcohol is the great truth serum, right? Things come out that you've been holding in.
Yes.
You no longer have a filter for.
And we love our listeners. If anyone has named any body part after us, we would love to hear from you.
Any body part?
Okay,
do we
not
want
anybody.
Any body part?
That's true. Yeah, perhaps we should limit it.
We will have somebody else like hear what the body part is before they tell us.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. We could work that out.
Some kind of element of protection.
We have Gender Wars coming up. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can, of course, call us or text us. Our line is 615-553-0933. That's a request line and also our text line.
And if you don't have time to play in the next 10 minutes... we have another round at 8:10, so if that's easier for you, just text us or call us and let us know you'd like to play. We will line you up ahead of time.
Yeah.
615-553-0933.
93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. All right.
Let's play Gender Wars.
All right. Our eager contestants are standing by. We have four of the ladies in the audience. Christy is in Columbia. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. For the guys, we have Dave. He's in Nashville. Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Dave. All right, let's do some get acquainted question here to get everybody kind of in the mood of answering questions. We'll start with you, Dave. Tell us something you learned embarrassingly late in life.
I just learned a few months back that Helen Keller was a real person.
That's awesome.
That is weird.
What about you, Christy? What's something you learned embarrassingly late in life?
You should always keep deodorant in your car, in your purse, everywhere you go, because you'll forget it more than you realize.
Okay. Well, that's just good practical advice.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you each have a screw you can use in the contest if you need it. If you don't know the answer to a question, you can use your screw to make your opponent answer your question. If they get it wrong, you get a point. If they get it right, they steal your point.
So it's a gamble. All right, Christy, we start with you in a multiple choice question. In a game of chess, does each player start with 10, 16, or 20 game pieces?
20.
No.
Oh.
No, it's 16.
I would have guessed that myself.
16.
Okay.
Not a chess player.
Dave, is a tart warmer used to add fragrance to a room, cook breakfast, or add tint to your hair? A tart warmer.
Cook breakfast?
No. That is not right.
It would be a Pop-Tart warmer.
Yeah. A tart warmer is actually kind of lights a little candle to add a fragrance to the room.
Okay, Christy, you can bounce back and take the lead here with this one. Derrick Henry left our Tennessee Titans to join what other NFL football team?
Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. No, but incorrect. You said it with confidence. I almost believe you.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens is where he went.
All right, Dave.
That's what I meant.
Dave could be the first.
You meant Buffalo.
Yes.
You said Buffalo, but meant Baltimore.
Yeah, it's a common mistake. Pronounce it.
It's a common mistake.
Dave, the Barefoot Contessa is a show found on what cable network?
CBS.
No. Okay.
It's the Food Network.
Okay.
She's a famous chef.
We have the best game ever going, as no one has got anything right.
I love 0-0 ties. Let's see if it happens.
Yeah, both of you still have your screws left, so don't leave them on the table if you need it. All right. Christy, Zendaya plays MJ in Marvel movies. She's the girlfriend of what superhero? Spider-Man! All right, we got our first correct answer. Right. Well done.
Christy's on the board. Dave, you need to get this one to send it into overtime. Dave, Elle Woods was Reese Witherspoon's character in what film?
Legally Blonde.
That's
yes,
right.
There we go.
All right, we have an exciting one-to-one tie, which must be settled with a name that song lyrical tiebreaker. How many lines from the song do you need to name it? We'll start with you, Christy. Five or less?
Three.
All right, what about you, Dave? Do you think you can do it in maybe two, or you want to make her do it in three?
Two.
Okay, he's going low. Christy, do you want to try to do it in one line?
Yes,
she does.
Okay, she knows her music. Maybe.
All right. Well, it's coming down to this. One line from a song. Name this song. Heard it from a friend who.
You can sing it in your head.
I heard it from the other. You've been messing around. Say you got a boyfriend. You're out every weekend.
Yeah.
Speedwagon, Snake in the Grass. I don't know the song.
Oh, we can't give it to you.
You knew all the lyrics.
You knew the group. Wait, knew the lyrics.
Can I guess?
The song is called?
Take It on the Run.
Yes.
Is that right?
Exactly
okay.
Right. They heard it from it. A friend
if
who
I kept
heard
singing, it. I would have got it. I just panicked.
Yeah. They don't sing it quite as well as I do, but yeah, that's an REO Speedwagon song. So that means congratulations to
Dave. Dave. For your efforts today on Gender Wars, we're going to send you a certificate of braggification. So you hang on the line so we can get that to you, so you can show that to everybody that you were victorious.
Yes. You can give us a moment to stand on top of a soapbox. On Nashville Reddit, it's always nice to go on there, and they have all kinds of local things going on, and you kind of keep a pulse on the community.
Right, and they try to keep it... not a toxic place.
Yeah. But so many people have been posting on Nashville Reddit about, hey, I'm moving to Nashville. I live in Pennsylvania. And here's the kind of job I'm looking for. And this is the kind of salary I like to make. And don't reply to these people. Stop encouraging them. We know traffic and everything is so over the top in Nashville already. When people say, I'm from California and I'm thinking about, no, don't reply to them and don't give them helpful advice.
They're going to come in here.
They're going to come.
They're going to pay cash for a house and outbid you trying to get your home. And I would just say encourage them to just stay where they are.
Yeah, this one I was looking at right now, it says, I'm coming to Nashville from Atlanta. Is $55,000 a year enough to live comfortably in Nashville?
No,
it isn't. unless you live in a tent somewhere.
It's enough to live very uncomfortably.
I would love to have enough to live uncomfortably in your city. But yeah, don't stop replying. Quit encouraging them. The only thing you should reply with is John Candy from National Lampoon's Vacation with his hand up saying, sorry, Nashville is closed. Moose out front should have told you. Quit encouraging them.
We can't handle it.
We definitely need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durbo, walk around the neighborhood.
It's always awesome news when somebody who needs a kidney gets one, because sometimes it's very hard to find a match. A guy named Sean in Pennsylvania needed a kidney, and he got one, and it was a lovely surprise when he found it. It was from somebody that he knew. Named Elena.
I knew Elena from 35 years ago. She was my prom date, yes. She was a remarkably nice person. She was pretty and she was smart. I got a call and they said that a kidney has become available and it was a very good match.
And I guess he wasn't his original prom date. I guess the girl he was going to go to the prom with dumped him right before the prom and then Elena stepped up. And now she stepped up again to give him a kidney.
Forever nice person.
I know. Isn't that great?
Oh, that is good.
That's always a nice conclusion.
It's a good lesson.
Yeah.
Be nice to other people in high school because 35 years later, you might need a kidney from them.
That's right.
That's awesome.
It costs nothing to be nice.
Right?
It's a Woody and Jim Moon Boost. Totally hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. A Woody and Jim show tradition since last July. It's the Woody and Jim joke-off. We do it every Monday where we tell terrible jokes back and forth, trying to get each other to laugh. First person does laugh, loses.
And it's a shameful loss because these jokes are so bad.
Yes. All right.
But yet you may laugh yourself in your car, in your earbuds, at your desk, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Only Woody and I can't laugh.
Right. Okay, let's begin.
Would you like to start?
I would love to. Jim, I entered the Murfreesboro tightest hat contest.
Ooh.
I hope I can pull it off.
Nice. What do you call an overweight psychic? A four-chin teller.
Ah. Jim, a priest, a rabbit, and a pastor walk into a bar. Okay. The bartender asks the rabbit, what'll you have? He says, I don't know. I'm just here because of autocorrect.
Rabbit. Ah, rabbi rabbit. Joke. Okay, rabbit. Got it. Yep.
Rabbi, rabbit.
When scientists said the universe is made of protons, neutrons, and electrons, they forgot to mention morons.
I like that.
Got you to smile.
Jim, I invented a thought-controlled air freshener.
Yeah?
It really makes sense if you think about it.
Nice.
That was a long trip.
My wife told me to stop impersonating a flamingo, but I had to put my foot down.
Jim, the waiter asked, box for your leftovers, sir? I said, no, but I'll arm wrestle you for my...
That cracked you up.
I laughed at my own joke.
Which doesn't count.
Doesn't count, sadly.
No.
No. Okay, all right.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Somebody had to.
Somebody had to enjoy it. Exactly.
Woody, what do you say to a hitchhiker with one leg? Hop in.
Kind of saw that coming. Jim, what happened when the microscope crashed into the telescope?
I don't know.
They kaleidoscoped.
Cute. I told my mother-in-law she drew her eyebrows too high. She seemed surprised.
Jim, police gathered around a crime scene. Another senseless death. A chickpea smashed to death. They asked, was it an accident? No, it was homicide.
I saw that coming.
That was awful.
I saw it. You know, Woody, you can't run through a campsite. You can only ran because it's past tense. Sorry.
Jim, a shout out to my fingers. I can always count on them.
Woody, a big cat escaped its cage at the Nashville Zoo yesterday. If I saw that, I'd puma pants.
Puma. Jim, I was car shopping and looking at an SUV.
Yeah.
I asked the sales guy, cargo space? And he said, no, car no fly.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Oh.
That's right. All right. That is thankfully over for one more week.
It's been mercifully put down. Yes. True crime aficionados are going to have a field day with this one. A Las Vegas woman is being accused of using a romance scam on steroids in which she used dating apps to lure, sedate, and steal from older men.
Oh, no.
And three of the men have turned up dead.
Uh-oh.
Since then. One of them, apparently, allegedly, she drugged him, put him in a wheelchair, and then got him over the border in Mexico where he was found dead.
Wow.
So
that's awful.
Yes. Ugh. This certainly going to be a story people are going to be talking about for a while.
Wow. Guy in France had his backpack stolen with his credit card in it. The thieves grabbed his credit card and went to a convenience store and bought cigarettes and lottery tickets, scratchies. And apparently one of the lottery tickets won $500,000. But they have only a few days left to go and claim the money, but they have to show ID that that was the person who bought it by the name on the credit card. So after they did the investigating, the guy who owns the credit card has offered to split the money with the thieves.
Oh, okay. Right, because they're going to hide and not try to get turned in.
So,
he's got an incentive to share.
Yeah, he's got the ID and they have the lottery ticket. So,
Or
they could void the whole thing by just saying it was done with stolen merchandise.
I guess they could, but
who knows? Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. I bet you that's going to be in court.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. I guess the guy's hiring an attorney and they're kind of moving forward with that.
Wow. So Elon Musk sent out an email to all government employees that asked them, this was sent out, I believe, on Saturday, to reply to the email and basically justify your job by saying five things that you did that were worthwhile at work. In the last week.
Yeah.
And some agencies said don't respond to it. Others said, you better respond to that or they're going to fire you. And that was the thing, reply or be fired.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So I didn't know if it was just for government employees or not. So I replied.
Did you reply?
I did. I sent it to, I believe it's, the address is hr@opm.gov.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to lose my job. Right. I don't know if it just applies to certain people. So
it's everybody in the world.
So I wrote to President Musk. This is from my sent folder. I was told to email this address and explain the work I had done last week. I hosted a daily radio show in Nashville, even in a snowstorm. That was a doozy.
Kind of a hero.
We had family dinner and movie night at my house. We watched Labyrinth with David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly. I also went to the movies and saw Captain America. And I had a meeting for the charity work that I do. And we discussed, getting more donors, Hispanic outreach, and this summer's fundraising event. I can send you the minutes if you like. Good day.
All right, good.
I figure everybody should say what they did last week. I think that inbox should be flooded with every person America saying what you did last week.
I'll mention that I had one of the Post Malone Oreo cookies.
I think they want to know.
And I also went to a Wendy's where they had AI running the drive-thru. So there's so many things.
Oh,
yeah, America, let's inform President Musk. Not president.
That guy dressed up from the Matrix that's been walking around the Oval Office.
Yeah, with the blue pill and the red pill.
Yeah. hr@opm.gov.
Hello, good-looking podcast listeners. Here's a few things we didn't have time to talk about on the radio show today.
Coming up, we're going to talk about using children as bait.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds evil, but it's not.
It's not.
But first, let's talk about a couple of other things. There was a possum somewhere in the Midwest that ate an entire chocolate cake from Costco.
So obviously a possum that had a Costco card got in.
He was a member.
Yeah, purchased a chocolate cake.
Had to show his receipt on the way out.
Yeah, and said, well, this is too much for me to eat right now, so I'll just take it home with me and finish it.
We don't know how he got the cake, but he ate the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And Nebraska wildlife officials apparently had to take over because he was panting. He could barely breathe after eating the chocolate cake.
I feel that way after I eat a chocolate cake, too.
Same, you know?
I got to lay down for a little while.
I feel you. You're my spirit animal, Mr. Possum. But he could barely breathe. And one of the problems was not only was it full of sugar, it was also chocolate cake, which is bad for animals.
Just like, dogs can't eat chocolate.
Exactly.
So I guess the same thing holds true for opossums.
Yeah. But I can say sitting down to eat a whole Costco chocolate cake, been there, girl.
Yeah.
He
may have died doing what he loves.
I feel you. He's doing okay.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, they're nursing him off of the diabetes.
That's right.
He's getting Ozempic.
Ozempic for possums.
And then did you hear about this HP? The Hewlett Packard, the printing company. They also make computers too, but they are evil.
And mostly they make all their money from replacement cartridges of ink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. But what they decided to do with their helpline if you have like an HP printer and you're having a problem, you know, you call the number that they give you on the box. And
right.
Customers would call the helpline. And even if there were operators available, every customer was forced to wait 15 minutes before somebody would talk to them.
15 minutes?
15 minutes to make them go to the website instead. They thought, if they're frustrated waiting, they'll go to the, you know, website, and then we, I don't know, that way they don't have to talk to people.
Yeah, and that way they don't have to hire as many, you know, helpful people
customer service desk.
On the helpline. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've stopped doing it now.
But so they say.
So they say. But can you imagine just sitting there for 15 minutes and you hear that like generic hold music?
We value our customers. Please stay on the line till the next service representative becomes available.
There is no one ahead of you. We're making you wait for no darn good reason.
Go check the website.
Evil company. Yeah. And in 2024, a class action lawsuit was filed against them because they wouldn't let you use any other third-party ink cartridges.
Right,
which
right.
That's the expensive part of the printer.
Yeah, because the printer itself is like $12, but all the refills are like $200 a cartridge.
And HP said, hey, if anybody tries to put a third-party cheaper cartridge into your HP printer, we may brick your printer. Absolutely. Just like render it unusable. So don't even try.
Mm.
And then they, of course, you know, people got outraged and now they, I think, have to do it. Mm. They have to let you put a third-party ink printer cartridge in it.
Evil! Evil!
Every villain is lemons.
All right. Something that may be slightly evil, but actually just for fun. A lot of times, you know, if you go to a concert, a meet and greet type thing, something like that, the artists who are performing on stage love children.
They do.
They just love children.
And we have to tell you about a time back in the 90s.
Yes.
When Paula Abdul was at the height of her career.
Remember when she was a thing?
Yeah. Not just American Idol and yes. all that stuff, but she actually was like a sensation.
Right.
We went to a Paula Abdul concert. And we had backstage passes.
That's right.
And you brought your son to the concert.
I did. My son, Jeff, who was about 3 years old at the time. And there was a TV meteorologist who was a good friend of ours, Norm Sebastian, who worked at Channel 13 in Albany, New York.
He was a great guy. Yeah. He worked at the Weather Channel before that.
And he loved Paula Abdul and wanted to find a way to get close to her.
He was obsessed with Paula Abdul.
And found out that she loves children and would get on her, you know, bend down to greet the children. So he said to me, let me borrow your son.
And so he grabs Woody's son as a prop.
And puts him up on his shoulders. They walk in. You know, and so Paula Abdul goes, oh, baby. Yes, that's it. He's there just looking down her dress going, yes, this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted.
This concludes the bonus portion of the podcast.
That's right. Now back to the regular stuff. So what you doing today?
I think I'm going to get the car washed because it's covered in road salt from last week's snowpocalypse.
I got to do that too, yeah.
And then I'm making dinner for movie night tonight, and I think we're having chicken and dumplings.
Oh, that's nice.
Because my wife left the recipe card out and said, make this. So
yes.
I think I'll decide to make that. And my son is picking the movie, so I don't know what the movie is.
Very cool.
And that's the fun of movie night.
It is.
You never know until the movie starts playing.
Yeah. I got to get a car wash, going to make some calls, got some tax issues I have to deal with, which is always fun.
God, I got to do that too.
And also, since Mondays are so much fun anyway, we have a dog, Sheldon, who's a Maltese, who's about 15 and kind of on his last legs. So we're trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Gotta call the vet.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things where, it's going to be for everyone's best interest, but don't know how much longer he's going to last. So
it's hard. That's so hard.
It is. You know, you wish they lived longer. Anyway, enough about me and my problems.
Okay.
You guys have a great day. We'll
just
see you later.
Enjoy your day knowing that Woody is not.
That could be any day.
Don't feel bad about it or anything.